WNBA player Brittany Griner cancels speaking engagement after finding threat in hotel room. By Warner Todd Houston on February 19, 2025. WNBA player Brittany Griner abruptly canceled the speaking engagement near Washington, D.C. on Monday after she thought she found a threatening message posted on a wall in her hotel room. The message, though, appears to be merely a video game reference. Griner was to stay at a hotel in National Harbor, Maryland, just outside D.C., which is a popular place for conferences and events. The Atlanta Dream player was reportedly in town to speak at the Women Grow Leadership Summit on Monday. However, Griner left the hotel and returned home, skipping the conference after finding what she imagined was some threat against her. The woman who became infamous for being arrested and imprisoned on drug charges in Russia claims she found a piece of duct tape with the words "gay baby jail" written on it. And she told the conference that she left after seeing threatening objects and words, Fox News reported. Griner, though, likely misinterpreted the phrase "gay baby jail." Video gamers use this term to describe a player who is stuck in a game glitch or situation that makes continuing a game impossible. Further, a video game conference was taking place at the hotel while Griner was supposed to be staying there. Despite the reasonably clear evidence that Griner misunderstood the phrase, the Prince George's County Police Department dutifully launched an investigation into the incident. However, the police are already noting that the player was probably mistaken. Detectives have learned the phrase "gay baby jail" is commonly used as a video game reference, a police statement said. At the time the tape was located, a large convention was taking place at the Gaylord, which attracts thousands of people, many with an interest in anime as well as video game enthusiasts. At this time, detectives have uncovered no link to or threat against the guest who located the tape. Women Grow CEO Dr. Shanda Macias told the media that hotel staffers told her that the phrase was left by a previous occupant of the hotel room and the maid service had inexplicably left the tape in place while cleaning the room. "We are actively working with the venue and authorities to investigate how this happened and hold those responsible accountable," Macias added. "The safety of every woman at this conference remains our top priority." Women Grow was founded on the belief that women should be able to lead without fear or intimidation. "Our commitment to empowering women in cannabis is stronger than ever. We will not be silenced. We will continue on." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.